morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 26th, 2020. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you all. I love Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of year. I love all of the holiday festivities that we will be going to between now and the end of the year. It's always a blessing to spend time with family and to enjoy all of the get-togethers and so forth. For us this year, it will be a little bit different, and so we'll be observing Thanksgiving a little bit differently this year. But you know what? It's just 2020, so we expect things to be a little bit different. I had to go back and redo this devotion because I noticed that I had said my text was in Deuteronomy, and when I was putting it into Sermon Audio, I found out that it was actually Numbers. And so, anyway, I thought, well, I need to go back and I need to redo the devotion. But anyway, so I do want to read to you today that Hebrew blessing, and it's found in Numbers, chapter number 6, verse number 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I'm sure that's a passage of scripture that you all have heard and know, maybe even used it as a scout, as a benediction. There are many places where that is used as a benediction. And I know that that blessing is specifically for the children of Israel, but I think we can gather some encouragement from it today as we just think about the disciples' blessing and think about that. You know, we have been called of God as individuals. And so in some of these cases, we can apply these promises of God to our own life. And so the first thing we want to think about is the source of the blessing. The source of the blessing is Jehovah. You'll notice that each one of those verses begins with the Lord, and the word Lord there is Jehovah. So in each of these blessings, it is Jehovah who is giving the blessing. Now, Jehovah is repeated three times for emphasis. You know, in the English language, we have different ways of adding emphasis. If we are writing, you know, we can put it in bold letters, or we can put it in italics letters. We can add quotations. We can add an exclamation point. There are many different ways that we can add emphasis. But for the Hebrew, it was one of their ways, especially in their poetry, to add emphasis was to repeat something three times, you know, like verily, verily, or holy, 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 or, you know, that was a way that the Hebrew could add emphasis. And so the Lord wants the children of Israel to recognize and know that all true blessings come from Jehovah, from the one who made covenant with them, the one who had called them and made them his people. The true source of blessing comes from him. And as the disciples of the Lord, it's important for us to remember also that all true blessings come from God. And if we receive any blessings, they are from the Lord. They are from Jehovah. They are the one who has called us, because he has called us and he has brought us unto himself. And we didn't find our way to him. He chose us and drew us unto himself. So we remember and recognize, and it's important for us to remember that every blessing, every good gift, every good and perfect gift comes from God. They come from heaven. And so it's important for us to remember that. Second, we remember that in each of the three verses, each of the three parts of the blessing, each one has two different members. And in the first, it is the first blessing, and is the Lord bless thee and keep thee. This is the Lord setting forth his preservation from the evil of the world. And it is the blessing of God in the goodness of God in action. Wow, think about that. The Lord is going to bless thee. The goodness of God is going to be in action in your life. And it's this goodness of God in action by which he supplies of every good that pours down to us. It is from his favor. It is because he has decided to show his favor upon you. And it's only from God that these originate. And then the prayer that he would keep his his people signifies that he alone is the defender of his people. It is he that preserves them with his guardian care. And oh, what a blessing for us as disciples to remember that it is the preservation of God that keeps us. If we are going to be kept, and Jude tells us and promises that we're going to be kept, we're going to be kept by the preserving power of God. And we could talk about this, you know, in much more in depth, but we want to get through this in a good timely way. And so we'll go on to the second blessing, as the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. So this is, again, the manifestation of the favor and grace of God. It is the face of God, his personality turned towards man. A quote by Baum says that if the light of the sun is sweet and pleasant for the eyes to behold, the light of divine countenance, the everlasting light, is the sum of all delight. And so this, his face shining upon you, it is the sunlight of God shining with love and full of life and good upon you. So the light sends rays of mercy into the heart in need of salvation, and it makes us the recipient of grace. And so it is all because of the grace of God that we are called into salvation, and every blessing we have is because of the grace of God, just simply because God has chosen to give those blessings to us. And so if we have any blessing at all, it is because God has chosen to give us these blessings. The third of all is the Lord lifting his countenance upon you and give you peace. Reese wanted to make an appearance on the video today, I guess. This is set forth the blessing of God as a manifestation of his power, or the work of his power upon you. The end of that is peace. And what a blessing to know. The power of God is at work in your life. He's at work in your circumstances. And when you trust in that, when you believe in that, when you know that, the end of that is going to be that you'll have peace. When you recognize the sum of all good which God sets, prepares, or establishes for his people will be to give them peace. To lift in his countenance upon it denotes that his providential work is working upon man. He looks at man and he saves him out of his distresses. And remember this, that peace is that you have the peace in the midst of heartache and trouble. And I know in this time of worldwide pandemic, it is difficult to keep in mind that the Lord is blessing you. But just remember that the blessing of God does not mean the absence of difficulty. It does mean the presence of God is with you. In all actuality, the greatest blessing of God is to see that there is more to life than earthly blessings. The greatest blessing is to have contentment in recognizing that God is the Lord of your circumstances. He has promised his care for you, and he will keep that promise. So in this Thanksgiving season, be thankful for the providential care of God. Be thankful for his faithfulness. Appreciate that which you do have. Give Jehovah glory because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So be thankful for that goodness of God. Let's pray. Lord, today we come to you in prayer singing, "Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me." Help us to remember with food and raiment therewith to be content. Help us to remember that this world is only our temporary home. We are seeking the kingdom of heaven, where all those things for which we are seeking will be ours. Encourage your people with their trust in you today. Help them to receive the blessings you give. Help us to love you with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.